All right, buckle up, because today we're diving into a question that's practically a tale as old as time. Do Leo men really go for curvy women? Like, what is that all about? We're going to unpack all the astrological insights and relationship wisdom you need to understand what's really going on beneath the surface.
It's a fascinating question, host speaker. It really is. And it's one that goes beyond those typical sun sign stereotypes. We're going to have to dig a little deeper into what makes a Leo tick.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So for anyone who needs a quick refresher, Leo is a fire sign.
Right.
Ruled by the sun and known for their confidence, passion, and maybe a little bit of that love for the spotlight. But what do those fiery traits actually say about what a Leo man looks for in a partner?
Well, first you have to think about the fact that being ruled by the sun gives Leos a natural magnetism. They just gravitate towards vibrancy and warmth in a partner, someone who can match their energy and light up a room.
Makes sense. It's like they don't want to blend in. They want someone who shines just as bright as they do.
Precisely. And it's not just about outward appearances either. You have to remember, Leo is a fixed fire sign. That means that they crave stability and loyalty in a relationship, even if they sometimes express it with a bit of dramatic flair.
Okay, so there's more to this than meets the eye. It's about someone who can keep up with their energy, but also provide a sense of grounding. Now, let's talk about this whole curvy woman idea for a second. It's a term that's evolved a lot, hasn't it? Like, what does it even mean in today's world?
You're absolutely right. The concept of curvy has been shaped and reshaped by cultural norms, media portrayals, and everything in between. Historically, in many cultures, curves were associated with abundance, fertility, and a celebration of the female form.
But that's shifted over time.
Yeah.
Especially in Western cultures.
Exactly. We've seen this push and pull between different ideals. And now, thankfully, with the body positivity movement gaining momentum, there's a growing appreciation for all body types. It's about celebrating individuality and recognizing that beauty comes in all shapes and sizes.
Which is amazing. But I'm curious, from an astrological standpoint, is there anything about a Leo man's nature that might make him more drawn to curves? Or is that just like a stereotype?
That's where things get interesting. Remember, we can't just look at sun signs in isolation. A person's Venus sign, for example, reveals a lot about their attractions and what they find aesthetically pleasing. But speaking generally, Leos are drawn to confidence and sensuality. And those qualities can definitely be expressed through a curvy physique.
So someone who embraces their curves and owns their presence, that's what catches a Leo's eye.
You've got it. Leos are attracted to people who radiate confidence no matter their body type. They love to be with someone who is comfortable in their own skin. It plays into that whole king of the jungle persona. They want someone who can walk beside them, not behind them.
So confidence is key.
Yeah.
But I have to imagine there's more to building a strong connection with a Leo man than just physical attraction.
Mm, absolutely. We're just scratching the surface here. To truly captivate a Leo, you need to connect on an emotional and intellectual level. They need mental stimulation, passionate conversations, and someone who can appreciate the unique zest for life.
So it's not just about looks. It's about finding a partner who can match their energy on every level. This is already getting juicy, and we're just getting started.
Wait till you hear what else we've uncovered.
Now, I know we've been talking about the Leo man's attraction to a certain aesthetic, but let's be real for a sec. Attraction isn't everything in a relationship, right?
Yeah.
What else matters to a Leo man when it comes to finding someone who can, like, truly see them?
That's where the magic happens, host speaker. Leos are all about connection, like emotional connection. They crave partners who can really, truly understand their feelings, share in their passions, and offer unwavering support. Think of it as their need to feel understood, acknowledged, even a little bit adored, you know.
Makes sense. They're definitely known for having big hearts and even bigger personalities. So someone who can kind of match that emotional intensity is crucial.
Absolutely. And you got to remember, Leos have a very strong sense of self-worth. They're attracted to partners who recognize their strengths and encourage their ambitions. It's not about like needing someone to constantly praise them. It's just about feeling appreciated for who they are at their core.
Okay. So we're not just talking about like romantic gestures or whatever. We're talking about like genuine appreciation, a shared sense of adventure.
Yeah.
And the kind of support that helps them reach their full potential.
Exactly. And when it comes to communication, Leos just love honest, open conversations. They really want someone who can share their thoughts and feelings openly, who can challenge them intellectually, and who can hold their own in a spirited debate.
That actually brings me to another point, Aiki. Leos aren't really afraid of conflict. They value honesty, and they can definitely handle a good, healthy debate. But they really need someone who can communicate their needs directly and without fear, you know. They're not into mind games or passive aggression at all.
You've hit the nail on the head. Honesty and direct communication are just key to building trust and creating a healthy dynamic with a Leo man.
So we've explored what makes a Leo tick. But let's circle back to the heart of this whole curvy woman thing for a sec. Mm-hmm. Is there, like, really a connection between a Leo's astrological tendencies and their attraction to curvy women? Or is it more about individual preferences and the way that, you know, those preferences are shaped by our experiences?
That's a great question. It's important to remember that astrology isn't like a one-size-fits-all system. While there are these common traits that are associated with each sign, everyone is unique at the end of the day. And that uniqueness is shaped by our personal experiences, cultural influences, and the way we interact with the world around us, right?
Meaning, a Leo's attraction to a certain body type could be influenced by their upbringing, their social circle, the media they consume, and a whole host of other factors, really.
Absolutely. It's about recognizing that there are multiple layers to this equation. And that, my friend, is why you can't rely solely on astrological interpretations to, like, truly understand someone's preferences. You need to look at the bigger picture.
So what does all this mean, especially for our listeners out there?
Well, if you're a curvy woman who's feeling confident, empowered, and ready to embrace your unique beauty, then don't let astrology hold you back. Just focus on being your authentic self and trust that the right person will appreciate you for who you are inside and out.
All right, it's time to, like, make a little bit of a shift here. We've talked about astrological tendencies, the complexities of attraction, and the importance of confidence. But what about, like, the bigger picture here? How do we actually navigate this whole dating scene and find someone who's truly right for us, regardless of their zodiac sign?
Now that's a question worth exploring.
So we've gone pretty deep on Leo men, but this feels bigger than just one sign, doesn't it? It's almost like it's about how we even approach dating and relationships in a world that's kind of obsessed with labels and these quick fixes.
You're spot on, I think. Astrology can be this fun tool for, like, self-discovery, right? Mm-hmm. And even understanding relationship dynamics and stuff, but it's just one piece of the puzzle.
Exactly. It's like we can't let our sun signs just dictate who we are or aren't attracted to.
Yeah.
So how do we break free from those, like, limiting beliefs and actually find genuine connection with someone?
Well, I think it starts with self-awareness. You know, like, understanding your own values, your needs, and what you're truly looking for in a partner, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's about knowing yourself first and foremost.
Precisely. And then it's about being open to different types of people, challenging those assumptions that you have, and recognizing that, you know, attraction can even grow over time. Like, sometimes the most unexpected connections that you make turn out to be the most fulfilling.
You know, that makes me think about how often we might dismiss someone based on, like, I don't know, superficial factors, or because they don't fit a certain mold that we have in our minds.
Oh, absolutely. It happens all the time. We get so caught up in these preconceived notions of what we think we want, and then we miss out on the beauty of authentic connection.
So instead of trying to fit into a box, right, or searching for someone who checks all the boxes on our list, maybe it's more about being open to the unknown.
I love that. Being open to the unknown, embracing the unexpected, and just trusting that the right connections will reveal themselves in their own time.
And remember, like, confidence is always attractive. It really is. It's like when you feel good about yourself, when you embrace your authentic self, you radiate this energy that draws people in.
Couldn't agree more. Confidence is magnetic. It transcends physical appearance, really. And it just speaks volumes about who you are as a person. It's about owning your worth, celebrating your strengths, and letting your inner light shine through.
So to kind of wrap this whole thing up, it seems like the real answer to our initial question, like that whole do Leo men really like curvy women thing, is a resounding, it's complicated.
It is complicated. And that's the beauty of it all. We're complex beings. We have these unique desires, experiences, and ways of expressing ourselves. And astrology can offer some insights for sure, but it's really up to each of us to define what truly matters in a relationship at the end of the day.
Yeah. So to sum it all up for you all out there, don't limit yourself to these astrological stereotypes or societal expectations. Mm-hmm. Embrace your individuality. Cultivate that self-love. And just remember that, you know, genuine connection often blossoms in the most unexpected places.
Beautifully said.
Yeah.
And never underestimate the power of confidence and authenticity. Those qualities will always draw the right people to you. I really believe that.
So as you navigate this wild world of dating and relationships, keep an open mind, trust your instincts, and most importantly, be true to yourself. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.